is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. China today announced 15% tariffs on coal and liquefied natural gas products from the U.S. and 10% tariffs on crude oil, agricultural machinery, and some vehicles. The tariffs are in retaliation for President Trump's imposing 10% tariffs on Chinese goods. Although Mr. Trump has postponed his threatened 25% tariffs on imports from Mexico and Canada for 30 days, the threat of them is already having an effect. From Toronto, CBS's Chris Mavridis.
It's only been a couple of days, but Canada's biggest tour operators and travel agencies already report a huge spike in cancellations for trips to the United States, while Air Canada says it's seen a spike in domestic travel inquiries. Buy local keeps trending on Canadian social media. Supermarkets have put an emphasis on homegrown and Canadian-made products. And while American bourbon and wine remain on liquor store shelves, a survey of the busiest stores in Toronto suggests it's not exactly selling out.
And now to a question a lot of people are asking. Just how much authority does Elon Musk have anyway?
The president called Elon Musk.
Very talented guy from the standpoint of management and costs.
He says he's digging deep into the government, in particular.
Waste, fraud, and abuse.
And he's given him the job of letting people go he thinks are no good. But
Elon can't do and won't do anything without our approval. And we'll give him the approval where appropriate, where not appropriate, we won't.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
The Trump administration's roundup of migrants is striking fear in that community. Jasmine Rodriguez spoke at a rally near Orlando that drew hundreds of people.
They're afraid to leave, to go buy groceries, to go do a laundry, to, you know, even to go to the park and spend time with their family. Everybody's afraid to go and leave their homes right now.
The Jeff Bezos-owned Blue Origin is scheduled to launch its next mission later today. And CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood will be watching.
This time around, the new Shepard capsule will spin itself up to about 11 revolutions per minute. That'll simulate the 1/6 pull of the moon's gravity as it arcs over the top of its trajectory. Most of the payloads are sponsored by NASA. The goal is to learn more about technologies needed for lunar exploration.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy visited the site of Friday's crash of a medical jet in northeast Philadelphia.
The black box was recovered. That was a voice recorder box. We don't have a data recorder on this aircraft. But there is an enhanced ground proximity warning system. Information can come off that device.
All six people on the plane were killed. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
When it comes to sending last-minute Valentine's Day gifts, nobody delivers like Target Circle 360. Get the perfect surprise delivered right to their door with Target Circle 360's unlimited same-day delivery on orders over $35. Start with a dozen red roses, then choose from our delicious assortment of favorite day candy and more. Crush your Valentine's Day celebration by sending something to everyone on your list. Only at Target. Restrictions apply.
Days before the start of spring training, Major League Baseball has fired a veteran umpire.
Gets him swinging.
He's known as Perfect Game Pat for calling every pitch correctly at a 2022 World Series game. But MLB says Pat Hoberg made a major mistake when he shared a betting account with a friend who bet on baseball, including several games where Hoberg umpired. There's no evidence that Hoberg did anything wrong on the field, but investigators say he tried to hide evidence of his friend's bets. Hoberg says he takes responsibility for errors in judgment. He can apply for reinstatement next year. Peter King, CBS News.
Beer sales in Germany declined last year in a continuation of a long-term downward trend. Sales have dropped by more than 10% in a decade to their lowest level since the early 90s. German-based breweries and distributors sold almost 2.2 billion gallons of beer last year. That's a drop of 1.4% from 2023. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Skies turning mostly clear in the overnight. Lows near 20, a northwest breeze. Clouds will fill back in Tuesday as our highs top out in the mid-20s. Those clouds stick around Tuesday night. We'll see some snow and sleet, though, as we head into your Wednesday. Right now, it's 28.
is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Yeah, let it be, let it be, let it be, yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an answer, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, yeah, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be.
From Radio Park to the Wingspread Conference Center, local news and timeless hits.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them, but as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another sad night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now another fella told me sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Here another Saturday night and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Yeah. It is another weekend, I ain't got nobody. Man, if I was back home, I'd be swinging. Two chicks on my arm. Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this down. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful. Everybody sang another Saturday night and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to.
Preacher taunted me and he smiled. Said, come and walk with me. Come and walk one more mile. Now for once in your life you're alone. But you ain't got a dime. There's no time for the fool. I just gotta get a message to you. All I
Updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Safe from a rolling sea.
There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. To keep me warm, oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
Years, WRJN has been your home for local news, and we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Is making you lonely, you can't always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. Forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No final place for sure, downtown. Everything's waiting for you.
Downtown.
Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movies. Downtown, maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again, the lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares.
You're gonna be alright now.
not for me. Our love was out to get me. Now that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Hooked out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer. Yeah, 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 yeah. Said I'm a believer. Yeah,
I'm a believer.
Listening to Buck Owens. Do, do, do. Looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One less apparition provided by magician. Do, do, do.
feel like you wanna cry. Oh, girl.
So tell me when I'm speaking, cause even you know the words you're I'm thinking, and I know that you've been cheating.
From Pasadena.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Just too good to be true. CBS News Brief. A day after President Trump settled up with Canada and Mexico, postponing 25% tariffs, there's a new volley in the trade war. CBS's Naomi Ruckum.
This morning, China announced tariffs against some U.S. energy and machinery exports in response to the president's 10% tariffs on Chinese goods.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in El Salvador, where he says that country's president is willing to open his prison gates.
He has offered to house in his jails dangerous American criminals in custody in our country, including those of U.S. citizenship and legal residence.
Concerns about a potential purge at the FBI with a noon deadline looming for the agency to turn over names of agents who worked on the January 6th case. CBS's Scott McFarland.
These agents were asked what role they played in the January 6th investigations, if they searched or interviewed or arrested anybody, raising fears of a purge of agents nationwide.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosen starts the